As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
He definitely has that machismo.
Mark Cabali, the Pat McAfee Show, kaboom, joins us now. Mark, hello. Happy Saturday.
What's up there, Austin?
Well, there's big news, Mark. What do you think? Diana Russini, Mike Silver, they're putting out there Aaron Rodgers wants the Vikings. What? Interesting. What do you make of it?
Something tells me neither one of them has talked to Aaron Rodgers.
Who has talked to Aaron Rodgers?
Probably nobody. Maybe A.J. Hawk.
Why don't you ask him? Why don't you go through your McAfee connections and talk to A.J. Hawk?
A.J.'s not giving anything up. I would have guessed. I mean, I don't know if you talked to him or not. But so it's still, even if they are putting it out there that he wants them and all this stuff, it is still secondhand information. I don't really think that Aaron Rodgers has informed anybody in the Minnesota organization that he's wants them. It's probably through a person who might think so. Until something happens, I would say just hold tight. Myself, I don't know why Aaron Rodgers would want to go to Minnesota. I've said this numerous times, Austin. I don't know why, if you're Aaron Rodgers, who had to sit behind Brett Favre for 3 years, then not wants to follow him to New York, then follow him to Minnesota and play in the division with a arguably the best team in the NFC in Detroit, an up-and-coming team in Chicago, and a pretty doggone good team in Green Bay as well. So until it's pen to paper, I don't believe anything.
So you think that he would rather not? I mean, that's like a top-5 roster, I think, in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, they did it with Sam Darnold, too. And is that division better? They're at the top. Are they better at the top than, say, Cincinnati, fully healthy, and Baltimore, you think?
Yeah. I think Baltimore's so obvious, the cream of the crop of the AFC North. But I still got a lot of question marks surrounding the Bengals just based on their defense. I mean, if Trey Hendrickson comes back, you lost Hubbard. That was two of your best players from a crappy defense already. You might score 60 points, but you might give up 70 points. So I'm not too quite sure of that. I mean, Joe Burrow had probably easily the best season of his career, and they still weren't able to make the playoffs. So I'm not really checking them off as a team to beat in the AFC North. They might be good, but I think they got a ton of holes. Offensive line still a little bit suspect as well. So I think top to bottom, to be honest with you, I mean, maybe not top to bottom. Yeah, definitely top to bottom. What am I talking about? We're talking about an AFC North that has Cleveland in it. So I would think that maybe if you get into the playoffs in the NFC, it's an easier path to the Super Bowl, with considering what the AFC has. But it might be hard for them to even get into it. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm Aaron Rodgers once again. Maybe I'm just totally off base why he would want to go to Minnesota.
Well, it seems, Mark, to me that, you know, and looking at like the Giants, the only reason he would go to the Giants is like to stick it to the Jets, and they have an offensive coach. Like, the Giants doesn't make sense to me from a perspective of why Rodgers would get there. Minnesota, though, Kevin O'Connell, two really good wide receivers, a good tight end, a running game. Yeah. For an older quarterback, that just seems like a plug-and-play type of situation, like Favre was so many years ago. It would be ironic that they'd have the same, you know, career arc and path.
Yeah, the only two issues, first of all, I don't know if you want to be not even saying following the Aaron Rodgers, but being a guy that might be a bad game, two games away from potentially having your number one draft pick from last year and your future and your hopefully franchise quarterback taking over. I mean, dude, I want J.J. McCarthy there breathing down my neck if I'm Aaron Rodgers. And I mean, regardless, he still would be. He would still always be there. I mean, in Pittsburgh, you pretty much don't have that. So that's a little iffy. But I think, you know, when you look at the rosters, I think they're very comparable, to be honest with you. If you keep George Pickens around, the big difference, I think, would obviously be Kevin O'Connor and how he is able to adapt to today's game. And how good of an offensive play caller and coach he has become. But Steelers have a very similar run game. I think Aaron Jones isn't that great. I mean, you got Hawkins and Jefferson and Addison, and I'd put Metcalf, Pickens, and Freiermuth up against those guys any day of the year. I mean, there's not much difference there, I don't think so, from top to bottom. I think the big difference would definitely be maybe the opportunity to play the Packers. And maybe the opportunity to play with Kevin O'Connor. So,
what have you heard about your guy Russ?
Broncos country, let's ride.
And what he could possibly do at this point? I mean, he leaves Cleveland without a deal. He leaves the Giants without a deal.
Yeah, I think those are. I think both of those teams are just sitting and waiting. I mean, he might not have as much stroke as Aaron Rodgers, but I mean, why is he in a hurry? I mean, Cleveland's always going to be there. The Giants are always going to be there. So let's see what Aaron Rodgers does. I mean, Pittsburgh might be still an option. I think it'd be crazy not to consider Pittsburgh as a favorable landing spot if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Vikings. Why not have him as the one and have Mason in as the two? So I just sit pat and wait now. I mean, at this point, you've gotten this far, at least with the Steelers. I mean, the worst comes to worst, you got Mason. I know that's not ideal in some people's eyes, but he still is probably, you know.
It's music to your ears, Mark. You have Russell Wilson and Mason potentially on the same team. If Wilson comes back, you'd love it.
I wouldn't even know. I mean, that would be the best quarterback duo in the league, right? So I think, I mean, some people say they might have burned each other's bridges with Arthur Smith, but I think they could work through that. I don't think it was. I mean, they definitely had disagreements and stuff of that kind, but I think that stuff you just say, hey, you're both the professionals.
Percentage chance that Russell Wilson will be back if Rodgers decides to go to the Vikings or the Giants.
Oh, I think that's high. I think that's 80%, if not more.
What?
Yeah, if Rodgers goes to the Vikings, yeah. I think Russ would walk in here like he was their number one guy. Like he would be the guy that they always wanted me all along. I don't think he would. He might care deep down inside, but he's not going to outwardly show that he was the second choice and had to walk into the locker room when an organization obviously didn't want you enough to bring you in before Aaron Rodgers says no. But I think, yeah, I mean, what other options do you have? I don't think they would want to go get Kirk Cousins. If they're holding on to Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, that means you'd have to trade for him, and he makes a ton of money. And some of that would have to definitely transfer over to here. Then you're going to guys like Jameis Winston and Joe Flacco, and, you know, no thanks, right? So I think it's a good possibility of Russell being the quarterback here. I just wonder how they would frame that, Austin. Would they frame it as pole position?
Yeah.
Or is it Russell's job? I know Mason was told, I don't know, told maybe is a bad word, was under the impression that he's the number two regardless. But, you know, you got a 37 and 42-year-old quarterback to be in front of you. That's a good problem to have if you're Mason Rudolph. You have an opportunity to play. So I think that's the reason why he came here.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Do you think there's any chance that Mason ends up being the starter if all the dust settles and Rodgers goes somewhere different and Wilson ends up with, like, the Browns? Him and Kenny Pickett will be having fun reminiscing on their time in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that that's obviously a possibility. I mean, I think if Russ decides he's going to the Giants, he's not waiting around any longer, which who knows what he's thinking. And Aaron either goes to Minnesota and says, I'm retiring. Mason's by far your best chance. So, yeah, I think there's still a definitely door open for him to be able to claim that starting position. I don't know if they would frame it that way heading into the training camp. They'd probably say it would be a battle on whoever wins, whoever else they bring in. But right now, I mean, Mason would probably be definitely in the front row there of being the starter here. I would not count him out of being the starter if things just go a little crazy here.
Who are we counting out of being the starter then? If Wilson could return and be the guy and Mason Rudolph, are we counting Joe Milton out? Are we counting Kyle Allen out now that he signed somewhere else? Are we signing Kenny Pickett? Is he out?
I'm kind of surprised they didn't bring Kyle Allen back. I thought he was pretty decent last year, and at least what you saw from him in training camp and some of the practices that he had. So I'm a little surprised, I guess, but maybe he had a better opportunity. Where'd he go to? Where'd he go to? Kansas City?
I don't know where he went. The Lions.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a much better opportunity probably going to the Lions where you have a chance to win a title there. But Joe Milton, I mean, what do you have, two games?
One. He's played one game.
Yeah. People are just enamored by that one game. And I don't think maybe they do draft a guy, but I don't think you can anticipate a guy getting drafted if it's 20th overall or you move up to 10. Or if it's in the fourth round to come in and start week one. So I think the options are extremely limited unless you somehow pull off a Cousins trade. And I don't think too many people want that.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're talking to Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. Mark, you were on with the PM team yesterday. And said
I never left yesterday, man. I was there for like 4 hours.
I know. How about it? And then you were on, weren't you on with Jeff too?
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff was, you can't say no to the great Jeff Hathorn, so I stuck around and helped him out a little bit. But
the Mount Rushmore of kind men in Pittsburgh sports media.
I mean, how can anybody say no to Jeff Hathorn, right?
But you told the PM guys that if George Pickens requests a trade, that the Steelers will deal him.
Yeah, I think you have to. If he comes in and says, I'm done, I want out, you can't keep him around. There's no way in the world you keep him around. You move him for a draft pick and try to recoup that second-round pick that you lost to get DK Metcalf. I mean, you hope that's not the case. I don't know. Who knows if they have talked yet? But, I mean, I would present you would hope that his agent would present a plan to him that, hey, this might be the best opportunity for you. Look what T. Higgins did. He stays around, he balls out. You're not going to get double coverage. There's going to be two high safeties all the time. You put up some big numbers. You're getting paid at worst $25 million next year at a franchise tag, which wouldn't happen. They're not going to franchise him. And all of a sudden you can cash out next year. But then you can offer a trade and you're like, oh, look what Deontay Johnson ended up being when he wanted out. You deal him to whoever says yes, and all of a sudden you're without a job. What, you moved to three teams last year, and now you're still out of a job right now. I think it's pretty clear as day he should stay here, but who knows what he's thinking if he goes in and says, I want out. I mean, I'm not even going to pretend to get into George's mind on what he's thinking.
What if he goes on social media like Myles Garrett and prints out a whole entire letter writing to the city of Pittsburgh? I'm sorry, but I have to go. I'm requesting a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Give him $40 million bucks and he'll come back, right?
Apparently. Winning
doesn't matter when it's $40 million.
Not at all. The lifelong dream to win a championship. Something changed in the last weeks.
Him. Seriously, man. Do you blame the guy? I mean, I probably would take $40 million over winning two right now.
Well, I mean, if you really want to win, he could probably go to Buffalo and they pay him $35 million or anywhere else on the planet and they'd pay him a lot of money.
And the funny thing about that is that team's so flawed, they could have used that $40 million to help the team out in the long run with some better players. But Cleveland,
that's what they're paying their quarterback right now, not to play.
Yeah, they do things at the beat of their own drum. So, I don't think he would do that. Maybe he'd go on as Michael Brewerly. You've checked his Twitter account lately?
No, let's take a look right now. What would a Pickens extension look like, and is there any chance that they do extend him?
No, I think there's zero chance that happens. I mean, you're paying Metcalf 30. It might not be 30 this year, but it's going to be 30 plus on the cap next year. No, I mean, this is almost a one and done. I don't see any way that he would come back at all.
Then why don't trade him? Why would the Steelers not be the ones at the forefront of trying to trade him then, if that's the case?
Because they think they can win now.
With Mason Rudolph?
They think they can win now. I mean, what every decision they make, they believe they're going to win the division, get into the playoffs, and have a chance at the Super Bowl. And if you have that mindset of trying to determine every move they're making and why, that's why. You might not believe in it. The fans might not believe it as a whole, but the organization believes in it. So if you do have George Pickens, DK Metcalf, Freiermuth, Kenny Gainwell, Kenny G, Warren, and a more, you know, above average to decent quarterback, maybe you do with a defense that's seemingly gotten better with the addition of Slay, and I'm sure they're going to add a defensive line. I mean, coming up here pretty shortly, they think they're going to win. That's just how they go about their business, and that's why they wouldn't facilitate a trade.
Do they need a consultant to tell them that they haven't won a playoff game in the last 8 years and they need to change something?
I think that's why you're going after Aaron Rodgers too, right?
I mean, I guess, but like, doesn't it, from like a serious standpoint, like, why would they not, or at least someone in that building, want to go to Art or go to Omar? Or, I mean, Andy Weidel is still a recently new guy, obviously Pittsburgh guy, whatever, but wouldn't it make sense with how long Tomlin's been here and just all of the above, how long so many of the guys in the current structure have been here, to have somebody from the outside as a consultant basically be able to tell, like when companies hire firms to look for new people to hire to their business, shouldn't they find a consultant to basically tell them the hard things that they don't want to say about themselves looking in the mirror?
Okay, let me bring this back on you a little bit. You want somebody from the outside to come in and tell Mike Tomlin how to run the team?
No, what I'm saying is to give opinions and give suggestions about what they're seeing from the outside. I don't feel like they listen to anything from the outside sometimes.
Thanks, I'm listening, but I'm doing my own gig here. I mean, there ain't nobody to. I mean, every decision on this organization is because of Mike Tomlin. I've heard somebody said, oh, you know, going after Aaron Rodgers was Mike Tomlin's decision. I think Pony was saying, yeah, of course it is. Every single decision, personnel-wise, ultimately comes down to Mike Tomlin. I mean, Andy Wendell can make suggestions. Omar can make suggestions. I mean, Art could put the foot down if he wanted to, but he pretty much stays out of that business unless it's necessary. I mean, it's all Mike Tomlin, and there's not, you're not going to, if you're going to, if you want, if you truly want Mike Tomlin to leave, I think you bring in a consultant and say, hey, Mike, this guy's going to help you out here. You got to listen to him.
Will he help him with challenges and timeout management, clock management?
I'm just talking about roster construction and coaching hires and stuff like that. There's no way. I think that's when Mike would say, okay, you know, I think my time is done here. I mean, that's just a personal opinion. I don't think Mike, he's been around 18 years. He probably would feel pretty slighted by that, but I don't think that would ever happen. I mean, they've had opportunities. I mean, they could have brought in people every single year to have that sort of kind of role, but what's the use if the head coach is not going to listen to it?
A few more minutes with Mark Cavalli of the Pat McAfee Show. The Fan Text Line, which has been popping today, is brought to you by Egger Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark, you said something very interesting with us earlier this week that I would like to play for you.
Was that before or after Joe was grilling me for 10 minutes about Jackson Dart?
It was after. Here it is.
I'm really starting to feel that they might be inching towards a first-round running back. I mean, I would never thought that would be the case. But with Jalen Warren, a one-year deal, did he get a year or two? I think he did get a year or two. It almost screams out to me that there might be interest in a running back. I mean, it all depends on how the rest of free agency and how the draft breaks. But, man, I think that has to be in the conversation right now.
And now we see Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette reporting, don't discount a running back high in the draft, possibly very high for the Steelers. What?
Well, how about that? One legend and the schmuck got the same idea.
Where is this? I'm hearing this. I mean, is Ashton Jeanty would be the only guy that they could possibly get in the first round. Like, I don't think there's any other first round running backs.
Well, the guy from Carolina, right? Amir, whatever the heck his name is. I'm like an old 70-year-old that doesn't know how to pronounce anybody's names nowadays. So I'd be like, yeah, that running back from Carolina and that running back from Iowa.
Amarian Hampton.
I can't pronounce anybody's name anymore. But, Jeanty could be a guy. I mean, who knows who they have their eyes on. But I think a lot of things would have to happen first. I mean, a cornerback would have to be gone. If Grant's still there, there's no way I think they would pass him up. But I think you're in that 20 range where if you got that fast running back, if it is Jeanty, who it could be, who knows? Maybe like here we go again with the old man. I can remember this one, Scadaboo, but he's more like a second day pick, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd take Scadaboo in the third round. That would be my guy. Like I want another wide receiver, especially if they trade Pickens and maybe use that pick on a wide receiver. But in the first round, like I'm starting to be swayed on defensive tackle, if not at wide receiver, like especially with Ogunjobi gone.
Yeah, here's the thing with that is, I think they might add a big interior guy in free agency here. I'm a Calais Campbell type. You're probably saying, okay, he's 100 years old and they have the oldest defensive line in the league.
He's as old as Ron.
He's old. Yeah, he's older than Cam. I know that. But a guy that can plug up the middle and play those 20% of the snaps, then move Benton to the outside. I'm curious to see when Mike Tomlin, he'll talk here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow at the owner's meeting. So we'll see if he mentions anything about Benton kicking outside a little bit more. I think that might be a plan there as well. So maybe the wide receiver still in play just for the fact that if Pickens is gone after this year, Calvin Austin will be now a free agent as well next year. And who knows if they would want to pay him. Who knows if he'd be willing, you would want to pay him. So all of a sudden you have a really deep wide receiver group. turns into DK Metcalf next year. So that's definitely a possibility as well. Wide receiver. I think just running back has entered the conversation a little bit more right now.
Oh my gosh, all these defensive linemen are already off the board. Javon Hargrave, Grady Jarrett, Dalvin Tomlinson, Javon Kinlaw, Jonathan Allen, Milton Williams. I mean, we could just keep on going. Who's the best one left is literally Calais Campbell.
Calais Campbell is a hoss, man.
He's good, but I mean
between him and Cam, they could probably freaking knock down every pass in the world. I think Calais Campbell is the NFL all-time leader in block kicks because he's like 6'9". But he's a guy that you'd only need for, 18 snaps a game. I don't even know if he's interested to go anywhere, but that would be – that type of guy, a veteran plugger in the middle is not going to cost you much in free agency. See how this plays out the rest of them, like what you're doing with the quarterback situation, and then you move on to a guy like that and see where you're at with the money-wise. I think that might be the plan rather than – if they were truly interested in getting one of those big-time D linemen, they would have already made that move.
Mark, did you go to the parade this morning?
I have never been to that parade. I might sound like Ron here, but if that parade was in my backyard, I probably wouldn't even open the windows to see it.
Wow. No interest whatsoever in the parade.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Why? Because it's a. Are you not Irish? Anti-Irish?
No, I don't like parades. Are goofy. All these drunk amateurs in one location are just creepy to me.
Creepy. And parades are creepy.
People just celebrating to be Irish who aren't Irish is creepy to me. How many people do you think are like one of these Irish bars in town, which is a ton of them, were actually Irish and celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
I'm sure a couple.
Not many.
I'm sure there's a couple.
The hardcore ones are probably like in their basement or something, just saying, I don't really care about this. So I'm not a big parade guy. It's like fire trucks and ambulances. If I want to do that, I better not say that, where I previously lived.
Fascinating. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Austin, have a good afternoon, and tell Nick Faribault I said hi.
I will. I will talk to you soon, Kaboom. It's almost time for us to feed the need with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. On March 25th, our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon will raise money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. Text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. That's NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155, and your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Aetna, Isley's, Beano's, and Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers. All the details at 937thefam.com. Kabali dropped a bombshell on us. Oh my gosh. Russell Wilson over an 80% chance to return if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Vikings. And we'll also throw the Giants in there too. So if Rodgers doesn't come here, he thinks it's an 80% chance that our friend Russ, is riding his way back to Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson, he's back.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
That would drive me insane. The train completely fell off the tracks. The ride was poor. The ride needed fixing. The ride needs to be scrapped and a whole new ride built. And Joel, I just don't want to see that happen. I don't. I have no interest in seeing that happen.
We have a Trubisky train. We have a Rudolph train. Are we going to get a Russell Wilson train going at some point, I guess?
Woo-hoo! It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about it.
Yeah, boy. Well, let's react to that. And you can as well at 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. If Aaron Rodgers, there's a new report out today by Diana Russini and their group at The Athletic. Aaron Rodgers wants the Vikings. He prefers the Vikings. That's the destination if he has his pick. Not the Steelers. No longer the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers is hoping to sign with the Vikings, who won 14 games last year. And he wants a contract similar to Sam Darnold, who signed a three-year, $100 million contract Wednesday with Seattle, right around $33 million a year. I don't think he'll get a three-year deal, but right around that mark money-wise. Would you do that for Rodgers? And do you want to see Russell Wilson back with the Steelers? Well, wouldn't that be fascinating? Austin Bechtold with you, your friend City Limits on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.